With iconic sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Anti-loitering measures are back in effect in metro stations across Montreal. Montreal's Transit Authority, the STM, says it is a matter of safety, but some homelessness advocacy groups say this policy is dangerous, especially given current extreme heat. The move-along orders will be enforced until the end of April 2026. They had previously been enforced during the winter. STM spokesperson Amélie Regis told CJLO that the policies were, quote, effective in promoting safety and cleanliness in the metro stations, unquote. The STM reported that during their previous enforcement of the anti-loitering laws, crime in stations was reduced by 2%, and the reported sense of safety among commuters who responded to a survey went up 8 points from 2024. But with extreme heat affecting Montreal and more high temperatures expected throughout the summer, some advocates say these policies are irresponsible. David Chapman is the executive director of Resilience Montreal, a group focused on cases of chronic homelessness with specific focus on Indigenous communities. Chapman had this to say.
When loitering laws are being enforced and people are simply being kicked out of the metros, well, they're just going to go find their own solutions, you know, and yes, sometimes this will mean that they find a shaded space where they are with other people, but it will also mean that others will just head out on their own. And whenever you're displacing the unhoused community, there's always a portion of them who are just going to go make their own solution. And frequently that means just hiding away somewhere where they're just going to be left alone. But the problem with this is that when you're alone, and if you happen to be using street drugs, the probability of an early death has just risen.
Chapman says that safety and cleanliness are undeniably important in metro stations, but would like to see more patience and understanding about the situations unhoused people are in.
It's true that sometimes people will feel unsafe in the presence of the unhoused. But then the question is, well, so how do we address that? You know, what are these better alternative spaces where the unhoused community can be? And so instead of waiting to set up those spaces, we've just gone and just, you know, well, we'll banish the unhoused from loitering in the metros. And so that just means what? They find their own solutions.
Resilience Montreal is currently running a new program which mediates relations between unhoused and housed people in neighborhoods, with the goal of fostering more understanding. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
That's loud. CJLO 1690.
What's up, guys?
What's up? You know what? Let's just jump right into it. Mic's off?
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
Let's go.
We'll be right back.
This is super weird. I'm just a really huggy person. I like to hold hands. I like to kiss. To have no physical contact. It's like an emptiness that just sort of slowly appears. And you realize something's missing.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. Let's turn that down. All right, so let's just go from the top of the show. What did we play? Do you know what we played? Let's turn your mic on. We played, to start the show, we played John Williams, the composer of Jaws and other things like Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Anyway, that was The First Victim. That's the name of that song. The First Victim by John Williams from the 50th anniversary Jaws collection. After that, we had Womb. What was the song, Aldo?
Victim.
A Victim, yeah. Definitely not a victim.
No, but no. The first victim, and then second song, Victim.
That's correct. Yeah, there is no theme. There is no victim theme on this show. It just happened to be like that. And then after that, we had The Hers Collective, which is a queer punk out of Philadelphia. And what was the song? Let me just get the song here.
Bring Me Light and Replenishments.
Bringing Light and Replenishments, that's right. They're in the UK right now doing a festival. I talked to them the other day. We're going to have them on in a future episode. But right now we're going to talk to Adam, the singer of Sully, a band based out of Rochester, New York. Is that correct, Aldo?
New York, yeah, Rochester. What's up, Sully? Sorry, Adam.
What's going on?
What's up, Adam?
Just call you Sully.
Adam Frappoli, reporting live from Greece, New York, sitting in the recliner in my garage. I'm extra full right now. I just ate chicken chow fun, hot and spicy. I'm really full, man. We hit up that Chinese joint, get the fried wontons.
You got it.
Dumplings, the egg roll, you know, I'm just rolling around the house, not even trying to use my legs at this point.
You know what you want, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know how us Americans do, we just eat till we can't move.
I love that.
I love it. Besides that, how's it going, Adam?
Oh, it's great, dude. I got a kitten last Friday.
You got a kitten last Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting a girl, her name's Rosie, just getting into the family. She's chill, knows how to, you know, potty trained already. Everything's good, man. There's no,
congratulations.
You know, the kid loves it.
Yeah.
Got a 6-year-old kid, so it's like a dream come true. It's a
right.
Fur, you know?
Yeah. Of course it's a dream come true. Aldo, how many cats do you have?
I have 3 cats.
That's right. What are their names?
Well, he's got a daughter, bro, not a cat.
No, I know. 3 cats. I got a cat. You got a cat. And that's, 5 cats and a kid?
Yeah.
Just the one? Just the one daughter?
5 cats and a kid, that's a band we should make up. 5 cats and a kid. Yeah,
we'll call the first album Fried Wontons. So tell me quickly about the song we're going to play. I just want to let everyone know, we have Adam on right now. We're just saying hi to the people in Montreal. That's right, Adam. And
Montreal, love you.
Yeah, and wait. And we're going to have Sully on to do a real proper interview, talk about all those shows that you guys are doing around the Rochester, Buffalo area.
Heck yeah, I'll make sure to buy a special six pack for that.
A special one, yeah. But we're going to play a song from Sully right now. What's it called? You're allowed to swear. Don't worry. It's in the title. It's artistic.
It's called He's an Asshole, But So Are You.
That's right. Is there anything you want us to know about the song? Who's the asshole in the song?
Well,
you know what, everyone? You can tune in when we do the full proper interview.
Should I want me to? Why are we saving this, or are we just going with it right now?
No. You can go. Right. You want to go? Go for it.
Yeah, I don't care. It's just sometimes I don't like to talk about certain things.
Oh, you don't need to talk about it.
Nah, dude. It's about
teasing everybody here.
About my mother-in-law and her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the song feels different.
Almost half the album is about them, probably.
Oh yeah.
Can't wait to hear the whole thing.
Yeah. Have you guys played in Montreal yet?
No, we actually got invited to play out that way. It was a Friday we were gonna play, and then Saturday was a fest. We were supposed to play it, but then we realized the Friday show was on Halloween.
Ah.
And you know, we all got like little kids and stuff. We're like, ah, shit. Got the kids, Halloween.
Yeah, you got to do that. Your kid is like...
You guys, is Halloween a global thing, or is it just America thing?
No, it's everywhere. For
it's
sure.
Everywhere, yeah.
I'm born and raised in Mexico, and we do it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
You're like dumb American.
No, I was raised in northern Alberta, and, you know, in the 80s, and my face mask would crack the whole time. Pretty much, it was just me in a snowsuit with my two brothers. That was our costume. But we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you know what? Let's play the song.
Yeah,
thanks for coming on the show.
Are you kicking me off now? Do I get a request line or what?
Of course. Oh yeah, no, you definitely get a request. You know what? Let's keep you on. We'll play the song. We'll come back, and then you'll introduce the other song because we did give you one song to play on the show.
But you gotta enjoy that Chinese food while you listen,
yeah. Or at least digesting.
That Chinese food's gone. Like. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Okay. Enough swearing, guys. We're on the real radio. We'll get in trouble. But for artistic value, you can tell the people the song and we'll play it, Adam. You ready? Let's go.
All right. The song's called He's an Asshole, But So Are You.
CJLO, 1690 AM.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
Do you feel that? Something's definitely in the air. Yeah, something's up. Something weird is going on. I just feel like my summer's missing something. Introducing, for the first time ever, Something Fest, a community-led venue crawl festival hosted right here in Montreal. Three shows, three venues, one day, back to back to back, with artists like Superstar Crush, Blood Farts, Hanako, Kiana Lass, The Satisfactory, Rachel Red, and many more. The music will run from 1 to 11 p.m., spanning a wide variety of genres and kicking an even wider variety of butt. What's even better is that all profits from the festival will go to NDG Food Not Bombs. So if you want to support charity in the arts community and hear great music while doing it, buy a ticket to Something Fest. Available now on somethingfest.ca or on Instagram at somethingfestmtl.
All right, we're back. We're back with Adam. Adam, are you still there digesting all that Chinese food?
I'm still here, my man.
Would you say you're in Greece?
Greece, New York, yeah.
That's right. New York, the States has so many places. Like, my favorite is Lebanon, when it's really spelled Lebanon. But nobody in the town wants to call it Lebanon. How about this one? Here's a fun one. In the States, they have the Midwest, but not a single person goes, I live in the Middle East. The Mideast is not a thing in the United States, Adam. You're aware of this, correct?
Absolutely not.
No, there's the West Coast, the East Coast.
I don't even know what's going on.
And then there's the Midwest, but nobody ever references the Mideast.
Smart man. Smart man.
Maybe I think too much at home while smoking all that ganja, that
thank you.
That Canadian legal pot. How, is well, pot,
pretty
is
much
pot
Rochester, New York. I don't know if you know where that is. It's kind of by, it's in the middle of Syracuse and Buffalo.
It's legal, right? In New York?
Suburb of, sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah, it's actually legal.
Yeah. No, I looked
up. No, everyone's been smoking it forever, so I feel like it's always been
legal. It's always been legal.
It's always been legal. That's, I guess.
It's like always been legal.
Yeah.
Now you can just walk in a store, I guess.
That's right. That's the only difference. And people decided, oh, no, I'm still going to go see the guy. I don't care.
Like me.
Yeah, like Aldo. I checked out. Rochester is a 5.5-hour drive. I said, let's go pick him up.
It is, oh, not bad.
Yeah. Well, Adam.
Watch hockey or what? You watch the Canadians?
We do watch the Canadians. I mean, we were just watching the Edmonton Oilers as a country go for the Stanley Cup. Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in, 30 years or something.
Hey, I'm a big Rangers fan over here, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to make a wager next year when they're playing.
Yeah, you know what? You should time the whole thing. Do a show, come down, an away game at the Bell Center, see the Habs play the Rangers, an original six matchup.
We have really good Chinese food in Montreal, too.
We have great Chinese food.
That would be sick. That would be so sick.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me get my playlist here, and we'll play your song. Tell us about the band you've chosen.
Yeah, so this band's called Inertia. They're from Buffalo, New York. They just were on my mind when we were talking about it together, and this is, we played with them like 2 weeks ago. And they killed it. They're a good band. I think they go by, if you're online, it's like Inertia NY.
Inertia Metal NY.
Yeah, I think that's their handle.
Yeah.
Yo, the scene right now in Buffalo and Rochester is pretty huge, eh? This death metal scene.
I mean,
grindcore, pretty big.
I'd say, I mean, yeah, yes and no. You know what I mean? We're small compared to like, well, Rochester's pretty small. I mean, Buffalo's bigger, Syracuse is bigger, but.
Yeah, but the quality.
I always feel like everything is small.
The quality of the music coming out of there is is just that. It's quality. It's really... isn't Undead from Rochester?
Yeah.
Undead. I think they got like two members from Rochester.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the singer Alex, I think his name is.
I don't know.
Yeah. They don't really come around though. Like, I think they play like maybe once or twice a year.
Nobody ever sees them.
They're busy doing big time stuff, you know? Yeah, Those are the rock stars.
They just did the, what did they do?
They're pretty big in Montreal.
They did the Decibel tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seven, like,
it's a good show.
It was a good show, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Cradle of Filth, yeah. No swearing.
Sorry.
You know what? It's okay. Eventually we'll get a letter from the radio station or something. It'll be fine. Whatever. They should legalize swearing. So I listened to the whole album before I came here. The Inertia Metal NY. I listened to the Human Element album. They have two albums. They're labeled as experimental tech death metal, and it's definitely experimental. It's really good. I was surprised. Not surprised, but I didn't expect that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're wild. We're watching them, but I think maybe 2 weeks ago we were playing with them, and they're always solid.
How is the...
you can tell they practice a lot.
They must practice a lot. I was listening to it, and I thought that my computer changed the music. That's how different some of it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And so they must be an interesting band to see live.
Yeah, they're cool for sure.
Super
good people as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's 9:28. Thanks for coming on, Adam. We're going to play Inertia.
We'll have to do it again.
We're going to let you go digest for the rest of the night. We'll definitely do it again. We'll talk after the show, and we'll set something up.
All right. I'll finish listening to the show, so...
Well, thanks for coming.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Adam. You.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam.
Later.
All right. Let's do it. This is Inertia, Metal NY, from the album The Human Element. This is Westboro Barbecue. And just in case you don't know about the Westboro Church, go type that into Google. Here you go. Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690.
We'll be right back. progress that maintains the status quo for the wealthy elites. Don't you think we ought to attack the roots of social problems instead of jamming people into overcrowded prisons?
It's about to like prostitution! We can't get out of here, make some people fucking jump! Reform is futile! We spit fire! Our bars the obsolete! The prisons and police!
All right, and we're back. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Aldo is finally back.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Just if you've been listening to this show, you haven't heard Aldo for a while because he's been gone. But he's the co-host, and he's going to be here all the time now that we've moved to Thursdays. So to accommodate everything. And plus, Thursday is just a better time slot, don't you think?
For everyone.
For everyone. So we can, you know, we try and promote shows on this show. But give me the paper. Let's do some promotions here.
Let's do it.
So on Tuesday of next week is Canada Day, right? What are we going to do on that day? Celebrate Canada? Fuck no. We're gonna go to Fofun. We're going to watch Primal Horde open for Two Piece. That's what we're going to do. That's what you're going to do. That's what we're doing. So you better go and do that and support. And as Primal Horde likes to say, it'll be a bad day for push moshers. Which I think is funny every time I see that. A push mosher. Do you know what a push mosher is, Aldo?
Of course. You've been one. I've been one.
Yeah.
We're all been one.
I think I'm a push mosher.
I think you were last time.
I'm pretty sure I'm a push mosher. You know what I'm not? I'm not a windmill guy.
Me neither.
No, I'm not a ninja either.
No, man. No karate kids
no
here.
No karate kids over here. Though, don't get me wrong. I love it.
Enjoy your show.
Yeah, enjoy the show. I'll be the wall. You can come and smack me on the
Daniel
Sun. Kick me in the.
They're all Daniel Suns.
Yeah, all Daniel Suns. That's right. Yeah. So, I highly recommend going to see Primal Horde open for Two Piece at Fofun's this Tuesday, July 1st. What else do we got here? Next week's show. Let's talk about next week's show. So next week we're going to have Diego Galarraga.
Galarraga.
Yeah, he's going to kill me for that.
Galarraga.
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 Yeah.
Whatever, don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. He's the merch. He does merch. So this is part of our ongoing merch series that we've been doing. We feel it's important to speak to the merch people. They speak to us. They tour with the bands. They sell the goodies. They know everyone, and, you know, it's a very specific, special role. So we're having Diego. What's his last name?
Galarraga.
That's right. He is on tour right now, currently. I think he's in Texas for a couple shows with Thievery Corporation. I met him when he was doing merch for Imperial Triumphant. He also does merch for Weed Eater, Worm Gloom, Devil Is Your Master, but unbeknownst to me, he also plays bass in Bayway, New Jersey. Have you heard of this band? Hardcore band out of, you guessed it, New Jersey. And they're going to be here, I think it's July 26th. I would bet $5 I got that right. July 26th, Toscadora. It's a Be About It event, so go check out Be About It.
So a month from now.
Huh?
A month from now.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We'll talk about it again after. I get it. Let's just go through the list of songs we played already. We played Jaws to open the show, John Williams. Victim by Womb. Great show underneath the Van Horn Bridge on Friday with Cell Press to Even Exist, Insade. There was another band. I can't remember the name at the moment. I'm going to post a video of the orange cone being thrown around the mosh pit. That was something. While Till We Even Exist was playing. It's the best use of an orange cone I've seen recently.
Especially in Montreal.
Yeah.
We have too many of those.
Too many. Is that it? Did we go through everything? Oh, yeah. Cell Press killed it at that show. What a good show. Where the hell is my phone at? It's right here. All right, so let's move on with the show. What do we have coming up next?
Band from Montreal.
Yeah?
Metalion. Obviously, you guys know who these guys are. Legends, trash.
Hey, it's Ian from Metalion, and you're listening to Electric Messiah on CJLO, Satan's radio station.
There we go. Ian's cool, huh?
I love him.
Hey, it's Ian from Metalion, and you're listening to Electric Messiah!
But, Ian, how about you how about you introduce the song? Can you introduce the song at least?
Hey, it's Ian from Metalion. This is our track, Beyond the Wall, on CJLO 1690 AM of the Frigas.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music, from July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
No. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
No.
Hey, you want to hear me beatbox?
No.
No, me neither. So, what did we play? We played Womb, Hearst Collective. We always play Prologue by John Carpenter on the show from the Big Trouble in Little China soundtrack. We played Sully with the song He's an Asshole, But So Are You.
That's a great song.
I love it.
I'm not saying just because we call him, but
no,
it's a really good
song.
It's
a good song, yeah. And it made it that much better that Adam was super fun to talk to. And then he recommended Inertia Metal NY from Buffalo, New York with the song.
Also sick song, yeah.
Yeah, Westboro Barbecue. It's a...
BBQ.
Yeah, BBQ. Then after that, we played local band Typeface with their song Cycles of Violence. What's the EP? You got it there on the paper. It Takes a Forest to Flourish. Is that what it's called? Don't make me check. Yeah, It Takes a Forest to Flourish EP. That was released last year, November 27th. What else? And then we played Spit by Rat Piss from the Four Humors EP. Check that out.
That's another fun. Montreal band.
Yeah, another Montreal band. Here's more Montreal band. Then we played To Even Exist.
Montreal.
Yeah, a song called Don't Worry For Me. And that was really awesome. I know I said it before, but I'll post that video. Really good band, Screamo. I'd like to get them in here and talk to them.
Then we play more Montreal music.
Yeah.
Metallion.
I'm not even going to try.
Metallion!
And now we're going to play Cabot Straight from the album Oceanic Heritage by the hardest working Montreal musician,
Mist Walker,
on Electric Messiah CJLO 1690.
Yeah.
All right.
What a song.
What a song. Yeah. So we should get Mr. Walker to come on the show.
Yeah, he needs to. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And can you come, bro?
Yeah. The three
can
of us.
Can you please come?
The three Let's of us can just metal. Sit around and talk black metal. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do it. I know he'll say yes because he loves black metal. How many albums did we see? Saw like 12 albums in 3 years or something. No, really.
Yeah.
There was three albums, 2023, 2023, 2023.
Hardest worker.
Hardest working man in Montreal. All right, let's keep going. This is from the Primal Tomb EP. This is
Sentence to Rot
by Scorching Tomb. CJLO 1690.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's it.
Dude.
We did it.
So good.
What a good song.
Oh, my God. No, that whole EP.
Yeah.
Scorching Tomb and Primal...
Primal Horde.
Scorching Tomb and Primal Horde. Awesome. I love it so much. I can't wait to see it on Tuesday, July 1st.
Hardest bands in Montreal right now, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Holy moly.
All right, so that's it. That's the end of the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
I'll be back every Thursday from now on.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Peace.